Everybody, welcome to Mai's Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Mai. I hope you are doing well. I'd like to apologize because this episode should have been released on May 4th. My grandma surprised me and she came to visit us. In addition, I was not feeling good as well, but I am a strong woman and everything will be good, so no worries. Today's episode will be about Black authors who have a national day to be in the spotlight for their work and contribution to literature. During this episode, I will mention some important Black authors and their works. I hope you are ready because it was not simple to select only a few big names. And maybe I will mention some poets as well. Even if the International Black Poetry Day will occur in October, but if this episode will give some positive results, there will be as well a Black poetry episode. Who knows? I should stop blathering and begin to talk about the topic. If you follow me, you may know that I have a blog, Instill Creativity Minds, in which I've started a book club, in which monthly I pick books to read. In April, I picked two novels written by two Black authors. The first is the debut novel Such a Fun Age, written by Kylie Reed, class 84. And the story explores race, privilege, and power dynamics through the point of view of a young Black woman, Emira Tucker, who was wrongly accused of kidnapping while she was babysitting a white kid. The episode marked the relationship between Emira and Alex Chamberlain, the white privileged woman and mothers of the kid whom Emira was babysitting. In between, it comes as well something that shook the situation. In general, in the beginning, it was a compelling story that actually slowly, in my opinion, annoyed me because of the way it was ending. The second book is The Vanishing Half, written by Britt Bennett, class 19, who follows the story of twin sisters, Vignes, I don't know if I pronounce correctly, whose lives diverge when they decided to go in separate direction. However, the fates of the twins remain intertwined, and it was interesting and engaging. So, soon I will review both. To stay tuned in the modern Black authors, there is another one that I've already mentioned in episode 37, Justice. I am talking about Angie Thomas, class 88, who reminded us that nowadays racism still exists. She was worried that her stories would not matter, but her first published novel turned out to be an incredible bestseller. The Aid You Give was released in 2017, following Star Carter, a 16-year-old Black girl who witnessed the fatal shooting of her friend Khalil by a police officer. The novel explores the importance of finding one's voice in the face of adversity, and it is the one that I love the most. There is also a prequel called Concrete Rose released in January 2021. There are also other young authors that I want to mention, but I should not forget about as well other important older Black authors. But before, I want to read a piece of poem written by Maya Angelou, a poet and right activist born in 1928 and died in 2014. I've read Phenomenal Woman in the episode of Women of second season, but she wrote as well autobiographical novels. Right now, I have chosen the following poem, I Still Rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter twisted lies. You maltreated me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. That's like moons and like suns with the certainty of tide. Just like hopes springing high, I still, I'll rise. She wanted to share a message of hope, of survival. For me, right now, it's important, this message, because it gives hope and a survival motivation towards the setbacks of life. This poem should keep living because it gives a call to strength. When you Google her name, you will find lots of quotes that may inspire you, because she will remain always one of the most important Black women in the history of Black literature. We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve the beauty. This is a quote of hers that I've chosen for you, because it shows we should change only for a reason: to evolve, to upgrade, to reach a better version of ourselves. We see the beauty of a butterfly, but we forget that at the beginning it was a caterpillar that underwent a transformation to achieve that beauty. The inner work everybody should do to reach the right level of awareness about themselves. Anyway, after her, there is Toni Morrison, born in 1931 and died in 2019. She was the first Black woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1993. I should admit that I've read only a novel of hers, A Mercy, published in 2008, a story about slavery. However, there is another woman, Black author, who won the Pulitzer a decade before Morrison won the Nobel. Maybe you have read it, or maybe you just recall the title of the epistolary novel, The Color Purple, written in 1982 by Alice Walker, class 44. It was adapted 3 times and depicts the lives of African-American women in early 20th century rural Georgia, a sort of classic that I hope you will read one day. The time is almost up, and I want to apologize if I didn't mention some others, but it was not easy. However, I am glad that all Black authors have found their voice throughout history. For concluding, I want to you to save the date. On Saturday, August 3rd, it takes place the Black Author Festival, which celebrates the power of words and the achievements of Black authors. And it will be in Sag Harbor, New York. Stay tuned for more, my dear listeners. And thank you. XXX Anita Miles.